This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Palestinians have rallied by the thousands after a ceasefire took effect in the latest Gaza war. The 11-day conflict left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians, and brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Gaza Strip. But the rocket barrages fired by Gaza's militant Hamas rulers that brought life to a standstill in much of Israel were seen by many Palestinians as a bold response to perceived Israeli abuses in Jerusalem. The White House says that North Korea will be a key topic when U.S. President Joe Biden meets with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Washington today. Moon has been hoping to use his first summit with President Biden this week to press a legacy policy of engaging North Korea, as Washington has played down the prospect of any quick impetus on the issue. Biden is set to prioritize boosting cooperation with Seoul on regional security more broadly, notably in response to the challenge posed by China. Myanmar's election commission, which was appointed by the junta, will dissolve the political party of the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. The junta, which took over in a coup in February, has claimed the country's November elections were fraudulent. Those elections were swept by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. Suu Kyi has been in detention since she was arrested just before the coup. More than 800 people have died in the ensuing violence. Now, opponents of the military's rule have formed an undercover national unity government and hope to set up a People's Defense Force to challenge the junta. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit voanews.com.